this Sunday brings one of the sharpest and most remarkable U-turns in the life of the church. As Jesus Christ enters his holy city of Jerusalem, he is enjoying and receiving praise by all the people before the feast of the Passover. They wave their palm branches and they sing, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." However, all of these victorious chants were faithless, because in just a few short days, these chants will change into shouts of, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" So much for palms and Palm Sunday. When you consider the whole Bible, palms held an even greater importance at another ancient annual Jewish festival, the Feast of Tabernacles, or Tents. All Jewish men were required to celebrate it in person every year at Jerusalem. They did so to remember how God provided for Israel during their 40 years in the wilderness. During this feast, they came with leafy branches and palms, and they lived in tents. This is similar to how some of you might go camping in a tent for a week in the summertime. I never did much camping as a kid or even as an adult. But some people enjoy that sort of thing, sleeping in tents by the lake or some other natural attraction, appreciating God's beauty in nature or God's providence. In this same way, the people of Israel remembered how God provided for his people in the wilderness. He gave them manna, meat, and water. Unlike the Passover in the spring, the Feast of Tabernacles occurred in the fall, usually in late September or early October, close to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. On this day, the high priest would take two goats. One would have all the sins of the people confessed over its head and be released into the wilderness as a scapegoat. The other goat was sacrificed, and the high priest took that blood and he would enter into the most holy place, and he would place that blood on the mercy seat. This was to make atonement for all of the priests and all of the people of Israel. It is during the Feasts of Atonement and Tabernacle that the Israelites remembered their unfaithfulness and their rebellion against God in the desert. It is also a time when they would reflect on the knowledge that all but two of the first generation who left Egypt, Joshua and Caleb, never entered the promised land. When Israel camped in the near Jerusalem every year, they not only remembered their past failures and their sin, but beyond that, they remembered all of God's wonderful, remarkable, generous provision. Their sandals never wore out. They ate manna and they ate meat and they had water every day. Moses said, "And you shall take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees and boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. You shall celebrate it as a feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in the booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." From Leviticus chapter 23. Just as God sustained the nation of Israel all those years in the desert, even now he continues to sustain us not just physically, but spiritually. So today, you were given a palm, not primarily to remember Palm Sunday, but mainly to joyously celebrate your victory in Christ today and every day. Yes, I know that we're on the verge of Holy Week. We will witness Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, the foal of a donkey. Our Lord instituting his supper, battling Satan in the Garden of Gethsemane in prayer, and also being betrayed by Judas. We will also witness Good Friday and Christ's suffering and his passion. But remember why Jesus does all of this: to give you eternal victory. Therefore, we wave our palms now as St. John shares his vision of Revelation, his vision of heaven. There, all the saints hold palm branches in their hands while they wear their white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb, crying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Revelation chapter 7, verse 10. And even though there are times, and there will be times, that we may feel bare and alone, remember you are brightly clothed as saints in heaven, as the saints in heaven, because you are baptized and covered in Christ's blood and righteousness. Adam and Eve were ashamed and naked after they sinned, grabbing for some leafy fig leaves. God eventually covered them with skins and forgave their sin, the first animal sacrifice. We are never really comfortable being naked at any time, in any weather. But remember this: Jesus was stripped naked by Roman soldiers and beaten for you. They even placed a purple robe on him and crowned him with a crown of thorns. And shortly afterwards, he shamefully hung naked on a cross so that you and I never have to face eternal nakedness and shame. Remember today that you are not naked, but you are victorious. This is why you were given a palm branch. Very soon, other leafy plants, especially Easter lilies, will be placed around the altar as well. Flowers like lilies symbolize rest, beauty, peace, tranquility for the people of God. Traditionally, flowers and greenery are given to joyfully celebrate people, family, God's gift of life, or an anniversary. Biblically, palms, leafy branches, and the color green symbolize life. They symbolize strength, and it symbolizes our victory in Christ. Like in the Song of Solomon, where the palm tree is referred to as a symbol of strength, vigorous life, and abundance. In the hot Mediterranean climate, the shade of a palm tree offered relief from the direct heat of the sun. Palms were also carved into the walls of Solomon's temple. We rest today, and we do so joyfully because we are baptized and clothed in white through Christ's blood. That is why we can hold palm branches in our hands today. You are baptized in Jesus Christ, and you are washed in his blood. And even though you and others may face sickness, disease, or even death, despite it all, the victory is ours. The victory is yours in Jesus Christ our Lord. The eternal victory is won for us by Jesus Christ. Many of us are old enough to remember these words, spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wild World of Sports. Even if your life drastically turns upside down, from the thrill of victory to the agony of defeat, remember who always holds the ultimate victory for you. Jesus Christ is why we hold our palms. And in Jesus, you are baptized, given the white robes of washed by his blood. Never lose heart. You are always his child, protected under his heavenly wings. That is his promise to you. So we celebrate the thrill of victory this day, waving our palm branches. Everybody, wave your palm branches. We wave our palm branches knowing that the agony of defeat never lasts. Heaven is ours. Amen.